Welcome back to Niagawani. World stocks rose and oil prices initially rebounded on Thursday on hopes that China's easing of its anti-COVID-19 measures will help restore global supply chains and curb inflation. China's shift in policy announced on Wednesday will allow the country's economy to pick up pace, state media CCTV quoted Premier Li Keqiang as saying on Thursday. Wall Street rose on enthusiasm of a rally in US-listed shares of Chinese companies, while copper climbed on hopes of increased demand from China, its biggest consumer. Goldman Sachs predicted prices for the metal could hit a record $11,000 a ton in a year. The S&P 500 snapped a five-day losing streak, and MSCI's all-country world index ended four straight days of losses. The MSCI gauge of stock performance across the globe gained 0.68%, while on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.54%. The S&P 500 advanced 0.75% and the Nasdaq Composite added 1.13%. Meanwhile, oil settled lower for a fifth straight session on Thursday on the prospect of major crude pipeline resuming service, which would return a hefty amount of crude to the market at a time when global economic slowdowns are raising fuel demand fears. Brent crude settled at $76.15 a barrel, losing $1 or 1.3%. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude settled at $71.46 a barrel, shedding 55 cents or 0.8%. Canada's TC Energy said it shut its 622,000-barrel-per-day Keystone pipeline, which is the primary line shipping heavy Canadian crude from Alberta to the U.S. Midwest and Gulf Coast, after a spill into a Kansas Creek. Oil prices rose after the company announced the closure. Although TC Energy has not announced when the pipeline would reopen, the market sentiment has since shifted. The energy markets are weighed down by fears of an economic slowdown, weakening fuel demand amid the prospect of more U.S. interest rate hikes, with the Federal Reserve widely expected to raise interest rates by 50 basis points next week. While U.S. crude inventories fell last week, gasoline and distillate inventories surged, adding to concern about easing demand. On a separate news, visiting Chinese President Xi Jinping on Thursday attended a welcoming ceremony held by Saudi Crown Prince and Prime Minister Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud on behalf of King Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud at the Royal Palace in the capital, Riyadh. Xi's car, under the escort of guards riding motorcycles and horses, arrived at the Al Yamayah Palace, where the Saudi Crown Prince warmly greeted the Chinese president. The leaders of the two countries stepped into a pavilion, and the Royal Palace military band played the national anthems of China and Saudi Arabia. Accompanied by the Crown Prince, Xi reviewed the guard of honour, who extended the most solemn welcome to the Chinese president with traditional sword-holding etiquette. Chinese politician Di Zuexiang, Foreign Minister of the People's Republic of China Wang Yi, and Minister of the National Development and Reform Commission of China He Lifeng, among others, attended the welcoming ceremony. Separately, Saudi Arabia and China showcased deepening ties with a series of strategic deals on Thursday during a visit by President Xi Jinping, including one with tech giant Huawei, whose growing foray into the Gulf region has raised U.S. security concerns. King Salman signed a comprehensive strategic partnership agreement with Xi, who received a lavish welcome in a country forcing new global partnerships beyond the West.
The Chinese leader held talks with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, de facto ruler of the oil giant. A memorandum with China's Huawei Technologies on cloud computing and building high-tech complexes in Saudi cities was agreed despite U.S. unease with Gulf allies over a possible security risk in using the Chinese firm's technology. In an op-ed published in Saudi media, Xi said he was on a pioneering trip to open a new era of China's relations with the Arab world, the Arab countries of the Gulf, and Saudi Arabia, and would continue to hold high the banner of non-interference in internal affairs. Xi, due to meet other Gulf oil producers and attend a wider gathering of Arab leaders on Friday, said China would work to make those summits milestone events in the history of China-Arab relations, and that Beijing sees Riyadh as an important force in the multipolar world. Saudi Arabia and the other Gulf states like the United Arab Emirates have said that they would not choose sides between global powers and were diversifying partners to serve national economic and security interests. At the same time, Saudi Arabia and China have signed memorandums of understanding on hydrogen energy and the encouragement of direct investment between the two states. Xi and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman also signed an agreement for harmonization between the kingdom's 2030 vision and Beijing's Belt and Road Initiative.
President Joe Biden announced the infusion of nearly $36 billion to shore up a financially troubled union pension plan, preventing severe cuts to retirement incomes of about 350,000 Teamster workers and retirees across the United States. The money for the Central States Pension Fund is the largest amount of federal aid provided for a pension plan. It comes from the American Rescue Plan, a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package that he signed into law in 2021. Many union retirement plans have experienced financial pressure because of underfunding and other issues. Multi-employer pension funds are created by agreements between unions and companies and are partially insured by the federal government's Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. The insurance was on track to become insolvent in 2026, but the pandemic relief money is expected to keep it on firm footing through 2051.
And here's what it means. For years and years, you...
All right, we are back again with another report from BizTech Asia, where we'll show you a clip of discussion between host Brian Fernandez with guest David Kuo, the founder of The Smart Investor Singapore, on Asia Midday Market Watch, where he will share insights on regional markets performance as well as other key issues dominating investor conversations today. Let's take a look.
Now, but David, there are already signs that the US consumer is impacted in terms of spending. So Wells Fargo and Bank of America CEOs have pointed out this cooling consumer spending amid all these Fed hikes. Also, there's something interesting that you brought to my attention, David, was really the soaring theft in the retail space in terms of shop thefts in the U.S. Now, that's an interesting statistic that you're looking at also. Tell us a little bit of what brought you to look at those sort of statistics to give us clues that are perhaps not so obvious to the average investor.
Okay, I mean, as far as the economists are concerned, I mean, they are obviously looking at things like retail spending. They look at credit card transactions, which is really what the two banks have actually said, that the amount of spending that is placed on either credit or debit cards is beginning to show signs of slowing down. So that much we do know. Shoplifting, on the other hand, is what we call in the trade scuttlebutting. And this comes from an old pirate's term when pirates used to stand around the water barrel, and they would be talking and they would be chatting. Today, we call it the water cooler. Yeah, in the office, people stand around the water cooler and they chat about all sorts of things. Generally, if you listen to what these people are talking about, they give you some kind of insight as to what is going on in the real world. And they give you a real-time look at what is going on in the real world. And shoplifting is something that two retailers in the US have highlighted as being a problem, one being Walmart, the other being Target. And they're saying that shoplifting is on the rise, and they are very concerned about the amount of shoplifting that is going on. And what they also said was that if they start losing stock from their shops, then they probably have no alternative but to raise prices to cover the stock that is being walked out through the front door without being paid for. And so they may also be forced to close stores as a result of shoplifting. Now, what is shoplifting all about? Is it a fun thing that people do? Maybe in some cases you might say yes. You know, people think, I'll go into a shop and put something in my pocket and not pay for it. But I think this is pointing to a more serious problem, which is that people are not being able to afford to buy things, Brian. I don't know what it is where you are, but I remember in the UK, the cashiers now are trained so that when people come up to the conveyor belt with their shopping, they may only have £50 or £30 or £20 in their wallet or their purse to pay for stuff. And so they put the stuff, well, they put their purchases onto the conveyor belt. And then they say to the cashier, can you stop when it reaches £20, right? Because I don't have any more money than that. And that is the situation that I saw back in the 1970s, you know, when people were so strapped for cash that what they had to spend was what they had in their back pocket. There was nothing else. And so I think shoplifting is pointing to a more serious problem in that consumers are finding it very difficult at the moment to make ends meet. And maybe they are forced into, I don't know, when you go hungry, Brian, I mean, you need to eat, right?
And absolutely.
If you can put, you know, something into your back pocket and walk out of the shop with it, you've got to put food on the table. And I think this is what scuttlebutting is all about, listening to what is going on in the real world. And I think for investors out there, sitting at your desk and looking at your laptop and spreadsheets doesn't actually help you invest. If you want to invest, you've got to be out in the marketplace. If you're investing in a real estate investment trust, a REIT, go and have a look to see how the REIT is doing, right? Go and have a look at your office REIT or your retail mall REIT or your healthcare REIT and see if there are actually people in the offices, people in the shopping malls, in the hospitals and surgeries. That will tell you what's going on in the market. Don't wait for 3 months later before the results come out from these companies and they tell you how they're doing. Have your nose on the ground, yeah, and listen to what is going on.
And that is all for today's Niagawani. I'm Nabila Khalida. Thanks for watching and have a good weekend ahead.